Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Guilty. Adam Montgomery is guilty in the murder of 5-year-old Harmony Montgomery. When we first started this odyssey, we were all looking for Harmony because she hadn't been seen for about 2 years. And somehow the social services network let her, quote, slip between the cracks. Translation, they screwed up and now she's dead. Why? Because she ended up with her abusive father, Adam Montgomery. May he rot in hell. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. Thank you for being with us here at Crime Stories and on SiriusXM 111. This little girl, Harmony, just for Pete's sake, she's 5 years old. 5 years old. She's blind in one eye. She wears corrective glasses. She's cute, cute, cute. Always has a smile on her face. But apparently, she TT'd, soiled herself in dad's car, and he and his wife, specifically him, she sat there while it happened. She's just as guilty in my mind. He beat her brutally for the, quote, bathroom accident, and then left her to die in the back seat as he and his wife did drugs and ate fast food while she lied in the back seat, moaning and dying. Why did he have her repeatedly punching a helpless, half-blind little 5-year-old girl, beating her brutally in the back seat? Put yourself in this child's position, caught in the back seat, lying in the floor or on the seat in the back as your dad beats you with his fists until you die. Lying back there, suffering, moaning for help as daddy uses drugs in the front seats, the front seat with his new wife, and they have fast food while you die, helpless, moaning in pain. That's what happened. How did the whole thing unfold? Why was this little angel in this horrible, abusive home in the first place?
When last seen, Harmony was about 4 feet tall. She has blonde hair, blue eyes, and is blind in her right eye, so she may be wearing glasses. Police say she may have been going to school in Massachusetts when last seen.
I don't care if you saw this young girl a year ago and you think it's irrelevant. Call us and say, I saw her a year ago. I saw her 18 months ago. I saw her a week ago. Let's lessen that 2-year window and keep shrinking that 2-year window to the present day today. And let's chase down every possible avenue with the hopes of finding Harmony.
You are hearing our friends at WMUR. Now let's take a listen to our cut 13, Jackie. This is Ray Brewer.
Neighbors can't believe it's taken this long to start an investigation.
I mean, 2 years later, who waits 2 years to go looking for a little kid like that?
Neighbors say they'd complained about living conditions at the home to city officials, only to be told that nothing could be done. As for whether a state investigation had been launched or is underway, DCYF issued a statement saying, state and federal law requires us to protect the confidentiality of the children and families served by individuals and engaged with DCYF. Neighbors say at this point, they just hope the little girl is found and the situation is resolved.
It's kind of sad because no kid deserves that. Nobody does.
Truer words were never spoken. Straight out to Jessica Garth, the chief of the Special Victims and Family Violence Unit in Prince George's County. DFACS should be arrested right along with Daddy, Department of Family and Children Services. It's called CPS in some places, Child Protection. They do anything but protect. They knew that Harmony was being beaten and mistreated. They had witnesses state it. Neighbors said it. An uncle said it. But they left her there. And now we have confirmation. She's dead. She's dead. And Daddy is the killer.
Yes, it's hard to understand how they couldn't be held responsible in some way in this case. I mean, this little girl was missing for 2 years, and we knew that she was being abused by her father. We knew it.
You know, I want to go straight out to our cut number four. This is the Manchester Police Chief, Alan Aldenburg. Listen.
Last time she was enrolled in any type of school, from my understanding, is yet to be confirmed, is down in Massachusetts. But again, she's seven right now. So 2019, 5 years old, probably right around that kindergarten time frame. Again, we've spoken with family members and we'll continue to do so. I know I keep coming back to that, and that's a fair question, right? Did we speak to mom? Did we speak to dad? Did we speak to this relative? We're speaking to any and all family members that come to our attention and ones that we are seeking out as well.
I've never heard such a crock of BS in my life. I mean, but what else can the chief of police say? He didn't know the child was missing. Why? Because DFACS put the child back in the home knowing she was beaten, knowing she was being forced to clean the bathroom with her toothbrush, knowing she was getting black eyes, knowing she wasn't getting fed. They put her back in there, and then they didn't follow up. Now, did you also hear this? To Michael Ruiz joining me, investigative reporter with Fox News Digital, at Twitter, at Mike Reports, Mike R. Reports. Michael Ruiz, thank you for being with us. How come nobody noticed she wasn't in school? Because even if my children are late, and that includes if I take them to the orthodontist or the doctor during school hours, which I try not to do, I get an immediate email. Lucy's tardy. I know immediately. How come nobody knew Harmony wasn't in school?
Well, Nancy, it's only a couple months between the last time she was seen and the start of the coronavirus pandemic, and people weren't going to school, and that could be a way to conceal the fact that a child is missing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Michael Ruiz, do you have children?
I don't have children.
Ah, okay. Then you don't know about distance learning, all we went through with the Zooms and the FaceTimes. Oh, yes, Michael Ruiz, there was school. People were going to school. They were just doing it remote. She wasn't even registered, Michael, and nobody raised a flag. Nobody. Not a soul. Guys, and then you've got the father, Adam Montgomery, now murder defendant. We had already adjudicated him as a POS. That's a technical legal term. But I want you to hear our cut 33. This is Mara Barrett at NBC. Take a listen to this.
Adam Montgomery is charged with second-degree assault, interference with custody, and endangering the welfare of a child. One of those instances, investigators say Adam struck Harmony in the face, causing a black eye in 2019. Kevin Montgomery, Adam's uncle, was visiting the home around that time.
I walked in the house and Harmony had a black eye like you see in a boxing match between two men. He bashed her around the apartment, kind of with his exact words.
According to court documents, Kevin says he and other family members made multiple reports to New Hampshire's Division for Children, Youth, and Families.
And I don't know how they missed the black eye that I saw.
Police say they found Adam sleeping in his car with his new girlfriend on New Year's Eve. He told police he'd given Harmony back to her biological mother around Thanksgiving back in 2019. Her mother, Crystal Sori, disputes this, according to the court documents. Police say he made some contradictory statements and, quote, did not exhibit much emotion or reaction to the fact that Harmony hadn't been seen in 2 years.
Let me get a special guest joining us, Blair Miller. Blair is the adoptive father of Harmony's little brother, Jameson.
Also, news anchor with Cox Media Group in the Washington News Bureau. And you can find him on Twitter, Facebook, and Insta at Blair Miller TV. I am so sorry that Jameson, your son, is going to grow up. And when people say, tell me about your family, he'll say, oh, well, my sister Harmony was murdered. I mean, that's how that's going to kick off. And I'm just wondering how, now that we know Harmony is in fact dead, how do you tell that? How do you explain that to Jameson?
Yeah, I mean, we struggle with the same thing. This is now part of his story. Now, you know, Harmony and Jameson had the same mom, but different dads. And, you know, we struggle with that. And we struggle, you know, what are we going to tell him? And, you know, we've told him some bits and pieces. I mean, he talks about Harmony weekly. He was just talking about her yesterday and brings her up on his own. But this is a little boy who yearns to see her, has been wanting to see her again, has wanted to hug her, has wanted to celebrate her. And, you know, here recently we had to tell him that she's now in heaven and an angel looking down on him. And that was very difficult for him. It's still very difficult for him and brings up a lot of questions, innocent questions that he asks. And, you know, it is unfortunately part of his story. And as his dads, you know, my husband and I have to protect him the best we can and be there for him and help him get through.
And you tried to get her too, didn't you?
We certainly wanted custody of her. Her case was had already been handled by the time we met Jameson, but we knew he had a sister and we were very interested in figuring out what happened to her. And if they needed to come together, we would do that. Listen, it haunts us now. We are so blessed and so thankful to have Jameson and add him to our family. But we also wish we had that opportunity with Harmony and wish that we had a little girl in our family.
I wish Jameson didn't have to know right now that Harmony's in heaven. But if he keeps asking directly, well, I guess you have to tell him.
You know, when we had that conversation with him and told him, you know, that she is in heaven, and Jameson has always had a sixth sense to him as far as, you know, knowing things and having a really unique connection with his sister and asking things about her on just important days when things are going on that he has no idea what's happening. But that day we had a conversation with him. The first thing he asked us was, did someone hurt her? And that just broke our heart because we kind of come from the same school of, you know, we're not going to offer out bad information. There's plenty of time in life for that. But we just held on to him and sat with him for a good hour. And he was just, you know, sitting there trying to understand what happened to his sister. And he's going to spend the rest of his life trying to understand that too, as we are, as us as well.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Welcome back. I'm Nancy Grace. Adam Montgomery, guilty in the brutal bludgeoning death of his own 5-year-old little girl. As the girl's bio mom rips the quote, coward killer. Listen.
He's a coward. He's a coward. He's always been a coward. Hence why he did what he did. He took her away from the people that loved her. Because he couldn't hack that he didn't have control. That's all he cared about was control of everything in his life. She wasn't anything to him.
Why was this little girl in Adam Montgomery's clutches to start with? I tell you what, it would be through hell and over high water that my mom would have left me alone with an abusive dad. But you know what? Not everybody is as blessed as I've been with a wonderful dad and a wonderful mom. This little girl never had a chance. And that is for social services. It's supposed to step in and save her, not let her be tortured for years, drop off the grid, and end up dead. We also know now that this callous father, hateful, hateful, hateful. I mean, he's the devil. The devil is just rubbing his hands together in glee right now. This dad, Adam Montgomery, after beating his 5-year-old half-blind daughter dead, he concealed her body for years in duffel bags, in a walk-in freezer, and even the trunk of a friend's car.
Michael Ruiz joining me, Fox News digital investigative reporter. Michael, I want you to hear WMUR. Take a listen.
These are the criminal complaints filed late this afternoon against 32-year-old Kayla Montgomery. Alleging between November 30th, 2019 and June 2nd, 2021, Kayla fraudulently represented to DHHS that Harmony Montgomery was a member of her household. The purpose, prosecutors say, was to receive undeserved food stamp benefits in excess of $1,500. The police affidavit provides a timeline of Harmony's life in New Hampshire. On February 25th, 2019, Kayla allegedly filed a report with DHHS.
There you hear Michael Ruiz, that they knew Mrs. Montgomery, I guess Adam Montgomery's second or third wife, was filing for government benefits on a dead child.
Yeah, so that's one of the things she's accused of, among others, in connection with Harmony's case.
Okay, we've got the stepmother who is fraudulently getting food stamps and other government benefits for Harmony, even though Harmony doesn't live there. And you've got the dad. You know, when I think about what has happened, Michael Ruiz, could you please detail for our listeners and viewers what Harmony, what we know, according to witnesses, she lived through before her murder?
You know, images from the house are pretty disturbing. Family members have talked about how filthy the home was. I mean, there are stories that they were powering the house off of a generator for a period of time. And we know that the mother and father are both have history, you know, drug-related histories and substance abuse problems. So is that a home where children can be raised healthily and happily? It doesn't really sound like it.
Also, as I recall, Joseph Scott Morgan joining me, professor of forensics, Jacksonville State University, author of Blood Beneath My Feet on Amazon, and star of a new hit series, and I mean a hit, Body Bags with Joseph Scott Morgan. Joe Scott, thank you for being with us. You know, when I come to you, Joe Scott, I'm looking for forensic evidence. This child, this little girl, has been dead a long time. She was dead when we started looking for her, and she was reported missing after 2 years of not being seen. But do you recall eyewitness testimony about how the father, Adam Montgomery, would beat her and would give her black eyes and would make her take her toothbrush that she will have to use again and clean the floor and around the commode in the bathroom?
Yes, yes, I do, Nancy. I certainly do.
You know, it just about makes me sick, Joe Scott. I mean, it's just very upsetting.
Yeah, it is. And here's something that came out to me when I began to read yesterday, and I've been following this case for a long time now, and going back to actually what Michael said. You know, this place was absolutely a pig pen. It was filthy. But, you know, therein lies a bit of saving grace when it comes to the evidence that was generated. According to what they're saying, there apparently is or was a tremendous amount of biological evidence. And this leads us back to this idea of blood. And she suffered, Nancy. Make no mistake about it, because she was struck not with an open hand. We think about a slap. And, you know, when you slap somebody, that energy disperses. Now, she was struck in the head multiple times, and we have evidence of this with the previous mentioned black eye. She was struck multiple times, according to the police, in the head, not in her stomach, but in the head, over and over and over again with a closed fist. That's directed energy, Nancy. That means that punch transferred the energy from that fist to this precious little angel's face, maybe to the top of her head, and maybe her head slammed into the ground beneath it. If he's on top of her in an asymmetrical position, punching down on her, she would have bled probably copiously. That means a lot of blood. And they probably made a half-hearted attempt to clean this up, and they couldn't eradicate that. And, you know, not to wax biblical here, but you know what? Her blood was screaming out from the ground, because that blood is going to bear witness against her in court, against this guy in court.
The hearing brings out evidence, as Jessica Morgan has just stated, and I'm quoting, causing the death of his daughter by repeatedly striking her with a closed fist. Okay, I told you about the stepmom, which truly encompasses the description, evil stepmother. But what about mommy, bio mom? Let's take a listen to our cut 24, our friends from News Nation.
What did she seem like when you saw her on FaceTime?
Terrified. I would say, hey, you know, what's going on? You know, what'd you eat for lunch? What'd you do today? You know, are you going to school yet? Like, you know, how are your brothers and sisters? You got any friends? You know, little questions like, I'm her mom. Like, I want to know these things. I want to know she's happy. And every time I asked these things, he would pause it and he'd tell, whatever he'd say to her, I can't hear him, he'd mute it. And he'd be like, don't tell her, da-da-da, and she'd be like, you know, and I'm watching her, so he'd unmute it, and I'm like, what's going on? Like, why are you muting it every time I ask her a question? Why aren't you letting her talk to me? Why are you answering for her? Like, you're acting weird, Adam. I'm like, what's going on? Like, we're co-parenting. Like, you're letting me have visits. Like, what's going on? He's like, no, he's like, I have sole custody, sole decision making. You don't get to ask me shit. And he hangs up and blocks me.
Here you have the bio mom, Crystal Sorey. Yes, I know she had a drug problem, but she was given free counseling, free drug treatment by the state so she could get her child back. And I've got the name of the judge that hands the baby over to the dad that is beating her, Judge Mark Newman, who quietly stepped down from the bench after all this came to light, as he should have. I mean, you know, Karen Stark joining me, renowned New York psychologist joining us from Manhattan. She's at KarenStark.com. That's Karen with a C. Karen, isn't there another choice than giving her to the drug-addicted mother, Crystal Sorey, or the abusive father that beats her, that makes her use her toothbrush going from the commode to her mouth? Isn't there a different alternative, possibly something like Blair Miller, who has her bio brother, who is raising him and a loving and caring home? I mean, there's not just two choices, Karen Stark.
It's really hard to understand why they didn't come up with another choice, why this judge did that, Nancy, because it's typical in situations like this, a filicide, where there's a father that kills a child or a mother, where there's a past history of violence against the family. And particularly in this little girl, family members were reporting that something was going on, that she was being injured. And I have no idea what was going on in his mind, because I don't understand the law or what a judge would be thinking, but she should have, without a doubt, been placed in foster care or up for adoption or with another.
Well, I mean, there's Blair Miller right there wanting to reunite Harmony with her biological brother, Jameson. And you don't see that a lot in this world. A couple willing to take in children, exactly, that are from drug addict parents, abusive parents, but they're willing. But oh no, that couldn't happen.
I'm so mad I could chew a nail in half. I'm looking at a shot of Adam Montgomery, who certainly has not had a lack of appetite behind bars as he faces murder charges and the bludgeoning death of his little girl. He's certainly been faring well behind bars. Here he is walking into the courtroom with a big smile on his face. You know what? Bite me. Now here's a picture of Harmony. Oh, my stars. Just so cute. And a little pink tutu and tights and little rain boots. There she is holding her little Barbie doll. She's dead. And her father, a violent felon previously jailed for shooting a drug dealer in the face, has been found guilty in her murder. This little girl last seen alive in 2019, and even now, her body has never been recovered. During the trial of Adam Montgomery, prosecutors described how the child killer would move Harmony's little body from container to container, place to place, as her body rotted. The locations where he hid his own 5-year-old daughter's remains were the trunk of a friend's car, a cooler in the hall at his mother-in-law's apartment building. That's bold. A ceiling vent at a homeless shelter, and in an apartment freezer. And you know who else is a POS, technical legal term? His wife, Kiella, Harmony's stepmother, who said at one point her little remains were kept in a tote bag from a hospital maternity ward. What is wrong with these people? Then this so-called stepmom, who is reported to have been there when her husband murdered Harmony, said she actually placed the tote bag between her own two young children in a stroller and brought the remains to her husband's workplace. Well, she's going to rot in hell, too. I hope with a nice, healthy stint in the penitentiary en route.
Joining me, Jessica Garth, who is the chief of the Special Victims and Family Violence Unit in Prince George's County. Jessica Garth, so you better have your ducks in a row. You better have your evidence nailed down before you indict.
It sounds like what they did was they charged him initially with the abuse, and that allowed them to hold him and to investigate him for the murder without starting that speedy trial clock on the murder charges. I suspect that's what they did by charging him with that, that black eye and abuse charge early on and then doing a further investigation on this.
I'm just wondering, to Michael Ruiz, are there any charges against Adam Montgomery trying to get his wife to lie?
Yes, there are.
Explain.
That's some of the charges that they announced, is that he was witness tampering, pressuring her to go along with his story, allegedly.
Now, are we talking about his then-wife, Kiella Montgomery?
We're talking about Kiella, so who is now his estranged wife.
Oh, I bet she is, remember, she's charged with faking the government benefits in order to get money, pretending that Harmony's still alive. That's Kiella Montgomery, right?
That is the same one.
Oh, I can tell you right now, they're going to plead her down to maybe misdemeanor or even less. Give her time served in exchange for her testimony against Adam Montgomery. That's the way it goes. Would you agree or disagree, Jessica Garth?
I would agree 100%, and I suspect that that is how they've been able to determine how Harmony died in this case.
But, you know, let's think about this for a moment. If she's only willing to talk about what really happened to Harmony, how she was bludgeoned by her own dad, this little 5-year-old girl that's blind in one eye, wears corrective glasses, and a big, beautiful smile at all times. Never seen a picture of her without just this audacious smile. He beat a 5-year-old little girl, half blind, little girl, dead. And I bet you anything, the devil's minion, Kiella Montgomery, saw the whole thing. Yet, it's going to take a deal with the devil to get her to say what happened. I mean, Blair Miller, this is Harmony's brother Jameson's adoptive dad, to think she's known all this time what happened to Harmony.
You know, it's just there. So much of this has left us speechless, and to know that an adult could not play a role in helping a child is just, it's just unbelievable. And it's just unfathomable. And I think for us, it's just, you know, really hard for us to put into words for a way for this to make sense to us as adults, but let alone how we ever explain this to a child. And I don't know that will ever make sense. And I don't think a trial will help explain that. It just doesn't make sense to us.
You know, Blair, when my daughter, Lucy, gets upset about something and she cries, I feel like my whole world is just getting torn in half. It just hurts me so much. And she is 14 now. To hear her cry or be upset or sad, or can I tell you, Blair, my son, John David, is trying out for basketball this week, and he has practiced and practiced and practiced all summer for this moment. I think I'm going to be more hurt than him if he doesn't make it, God forbid, because he's trying so hard.
And I think about just their feelings, how I hate for their feelings to be hurt. And then I think about this woman standing by and watching as Harmony is beaten dead. I mean, did she ever say, stop it, or jump in and try to save the little girl? I mean, ever? And then she sat on the evidence, what she knows, all this time, so what, she could work a deal on stealing from the government? I mean, it just... And the mother, I mean, I know you're not going to say anything about the bio mom because Jameson shares the bio mom. But I'll tell you what, I think I can just see the three of them around a fire like three witches just conjuring up pure evil. Nobody did a thing to help this little girl. That's what I'm saying, Blair.
Well, I think that's our frustration now is that, you know, Harmony Montgomery was never a priority for anyone. And, you know, it's been a year since we've been talking, almost a year since we've been talking about this publicly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, no one has changed anything. And there could be another Harmony Montgomery tomorrow. And there, nothing has changed to stop this from happening again. And I think that's one of our biggest frustrations right now. She's still, you know, people say, oh, we failed her. Oh, we care about her, but
yeah,
no one's making her a priority still. And that really bothers us.
You know, that's why, when I'm discussing a case with Jackie, my executive producer, who's right here with me, and I say, okay, let's talk about the very latest. And the first thing she always says, God in heaven, help her. There's a candlelight vigil. You know, you can light, and I appreciate the sentiment, you can light all the candles you want to, but until you make real change, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And, I mean, Blair, of course, Adam Montgomery is who the state says murdered this little half-blind five-year-old girl, completely defenseless. But DFACS, Department of Family and Children's Services, was in that home. They knew what was going on. The uncle called and made a 911 report about how Harmony was being beaten and abused and mistreated. And they let her stay in the home. Unless there is radical change, you're right, Blair. This is going to happen again. Probably is happening right now while we're talking, Blair.
And I think that's what concerns us, is that radical change hasn't happened. You know, when we adopted each one of our boys, we went through extensive background checks. We had social workers come into our house every month to make sure we were doing the right things, making sure we were going to pediatrician appointments, making sure we had kids in school, making sure we were doing the right things. Harmony Montgomery needed, you know, such care, such great special care with her special needs. And who was making sure she was going to get that? There should have been many checks in place to make sure that she was in a good situation, let alone for red flags to go off. And none of that happened. And it would still happen today. And that bothers us.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
What do we know about the life and death of this little girl? And will her death be in vain? Will the Child Protective Services system change at all? As police search marshy areas near Revere, Massachusetts, and other locations still, no sign of Harmony's body. As the prosecutor said, on the day of little Harmony's death, he had his car, his rage, and his fists. He took her life in a rage over a bathroom accident. He reportedly told his wife, I think I really hurt her this time, and said, I felt something. Yeah, he felt his little girl's life ebb away after he beat her dead. Rot in hell, Adam Montgomery.
As to charge ID 193-794-7C, charging the defendant, Adam Montgomery, with the crime of second-degree assault, do you find the defendant guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
You say that he's guilty, Mr. Foreperson?
That is correct.
So say you all, ladies and gentlemen of the jury?
Yes.
As to charge ID 202-7112C, charging the defendant, Adam Montgomery, with the crime of second-degree murder, do you find the defendant guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
You say that he's guilty, Mr. Foreperson?
That is correct.
So say you all, ladies and gentlemen of the jury?
Yes.
And as to charge ID 202-7113C, charging the defendant with the crime of falsifying physical evidence, do you find the defendant guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
You say that he's guilty, Mr. Foreperson?
That is correct.
So say you all, ladies and gentlemen of the jury?
Yes.
And as far as the Massachusetts welfare system, you can walk straight to hell hand in hand with Adam Montgomery. Goodbye, friend.